or that doesn't seem very
rivet
safe.
Line to rivet line.
Rivet line.
Rivet line to rivet line.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay on the ribs and stuff, something where it's got some integrity. But yeah, it's going to sound like the thing's going to all cave in, but they never do.
Yeah, and then just don't walk out past the end caps.
Right, I never go out there.
Yeah,
right. You know, because I was actually pulling dents out of an end cap earlier today, and you know, I guess it backed into a tree branch or something. I don't know, but it doesn't take much to fold them in because there's no ribs or stringers inside the end cap. It's just there, so it doesn't take much to crinkle them.
I know what I did on my trailers. I had one of those ladders where I could just lean it on the side of the trailer, and what I did is I took one of those swimming noodles. They're foam that the kids mm-hmm. would use to as like a little floaty, and I cut it in half, and then split one side of it down where I could wrap it around the legs of the ladder, and they were actually attached to the ladder. Then I leaned that against the trailer to keep from scuffing the trailer, and that worked for me. So you could do something similar to that, or something new, or maybe if you have an old awning up there or something, you can lean it against that to keep from marring up the trailer as best as possible. But yeah, I just go up there as well and just stay, don't walk on the ends and walk on the rivet lines where you can see the ribs, and probably some good sneakers. If you fall, don't call
I've got an 8-foot step ladder. That helps a lot. A very stable commercial grade one.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because for quite a while, you know, at my new shop, I was using one of these home 6-foot cheesy aluminum things that was pretty rickety.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, you absolutely had to have somebody holding it to go up it. But a nice fiberglass commercial 8-foot ladder, you'll feel much, much better.
Yep. By the orange ones.
On the 58 caravan, when we got it in the hay mow, I'm going to rig up a Peter Pan rigging, and I've got about 50-foot ceilings, Tim, and so I'm gonna wire myself to the roof and just be able to hang and zoom along.
Ooh, Mission Impossible style.
No, you know what that's called, Rob?
What's that?
That's a bosun's chair.
Bosun's chair, right. At the very top of the barn, I've got the original 100-year-old cast iron railing that the hay loader, there was a hay truck up there at one time for loose hay, so it would go back and forth on pulleys. So right. I can just hook myself to that, and maybe I'll get one of Colin's little rope pulley systems set up at each end of the barn, and I can just zoom along the top and Mission Impossible style.
All
right. That's right.
Sharon, get
the kids
you can
make
video.
A swing.
I just
look
my
up bosun chair, and I'm sure you'll
enough.
Find something. They're used in sailboats all the time.
I just hope my belt loops will hold.
Well, you know, when you're done, you could work for the circus in the flying trapeze or something.
Right. Gain
awesome.
two skills.
Actually, that would be a great way to cyclo-polish the roof. You could just swing back and forth and just hold it, have it turned on.
Right, from the below?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
anyway, thanks for sending in those
there's
questions.
There's my laugh for all the listeners.
There you go.
All right.
And it's not canned.
Yeah.
I did notice while I was gone you were taping it and using tape last, but that was a live one.
Well, that's good. That's good.
All right.
Yeah, I have the... let's see. Let's move on to Lana's question.
Tim did ask for permission.
I did have permission? All right. That's good. I didn't have to send... You got the royalty checks, right? For some reason, I had to send the royalty... Royalty checks to Zoe's name, which I thought
every
was odd.
Every show for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great.
Yep,
helped
yep.
out at Christmas time.
There you go. Lana Ray wrote into the VAP contact page, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but over the Christmas holiday period, I was posting some pictures on the VAP's Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, or if you are on Facebook, go ahead and put in the VAP and the Vintage Airstream podcast and like us, and you'll be able to see what the talk about there, but in between shows and whatnot. But anyway, over the holiday season, I posted up a number of Airstream.